unfortunate that the police ombudsman, while on the one hand accepts that a Catholic enclave in Corain was attacked by a mob, he makes no suggestion as to how the police might well improve their approach to defending communities like that. And we do know, as common knowledge, that the police were relying almost entirely on conflict resolution tactics. In other words, they were talking to the mob that might well have attacked the place. It's also common knowledge that the police officer that was doing it with good intention didn't realise that a much larger mob were at the rear of the pub. Unfortunately, that police officer communicated his information to the police station and the riot squad, so to speak, was stood down. That meant that that Somerset Drive area was left without any real defence. Yes, in the area there were one or two community police officers, there were also mobile patrols, but they were not in place to defend. I think also what really went badly wrong was the police were monitoring one bridge in Corain and expecting the mob to walk across the bridge. In fact, they used the second bridge a quarter mile upstream and were using cars, so they were caught. Now, that was just, I think, bad errors on the part of the police. I don't think they maliciously did that. But for the future, you know, I was hoping this report would be useful so that should it ever happen again, and God grant it doesn't, that a community is attacked like that, the experience will have been learned from what happened 6 years ago.
A comment's been made by Gregory Campbell, the MP for the area, who is saying that this cannot be seen in isolation and that there were severe problems in the Heights area, there was severe antisocial activity, and this must be seen in a wider context.
I believe that, you know, that community will feel very hurt and very insulted by the remarks of Gregory Campbell. Yes, there's a small element in that area that was causing problems, but that does not excuse a loyalist mob being allowed to cross the river and attack defenceless people like Kevin McDeed, who was in fact a community worker, or indeed the poor girl who was pregnant was also attacked, and of course Mr. Fleming, who was took weeks to recover in hospital. You know, there were 17 people arrested and convicted for this and given various sentences, and I think that was good work on the part of the police, but also on the witnesses who very courageously came forward and identified them. But, you know, to excuse what happened on the grounds that there was perhaps some people were involved in antisocial behaviour, drinking on the street or whatever, is an appalling, I think, response from an elected Member of Parliament.